In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, the Bible says this: "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." As you saw tonight in the radio program, Grandpa gave Rich and Steph and Joanne a gift. They didn't know who it was from when they got it, but it was a card, gift card from a jewelry store. And as you heard the story, if they used it by Christmas Eve, it had an unlimited value. Steph used it to buy her dad a watch, her sister a strand of pearls, and her mom a ring. And when they totaled up the value of all three of those gifts, as you recall, it was $3,000. Rich, because he was skeptical and didn't believe, and Joanne, because she was so busy, she didn't have time to check it out, let the value of that card, that gift, slip through their fingers. It was still worth $50 if they used it the week of Christmas, but they missed the unlimited value because they didn't have the childlike faith to believe and go check it out. Sort of reminds me of a story, and I've told you this before, about a poor country family, dirt poor, lived in a shack, didn't have running water, didn't have indoor facilities, didn't have electricity, and they were just poor. And their son grew up and went to the city and did real well. In fact, did so well that after a while, every week he was able to send his mom and dad a cashier's check with the hope that they could better their living conditions. They could add electricity to the house and they could, you know, get running water and have indoor facilities. And every week for 4 years, he would send them a cashier's check. And after 4 years, he finally broke away from his activity and was able to go home. And he went home with expectations that his dad and mom would be living better than when he left. But when he got back to the old homestead, it was in the same condition as it was when he left 4 years earlier. Still no electricity and still no running water and still no indoor facilities. And he said, "Dad, Mom, what'd you do with all the money that I sent you?" And they said, "Well, son, we got a letter from you every week, and there was a piece of paper in it, but there wasn't any money. We just took that piece of paper, and they're all pasted to the wall inside the house." And he walked in the house, and sure enough, all his cashier's checks were pasted on the wall. They were living dirt poor with thousands of dollars on the wall because they didn't recognize the value of the gift that was given to them. Paul wrote this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Again, it says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." And Paul wasn't saying it was unspeakable because he couldn't talk about, but because he was saying it was unspeakable because so many people don't recognize the value of the gift that God gave us. He gave us the gift of salvation. Because we're sinners, we deserve to die and go to hell. But he gave us a gift that he sent his only begotten son as a baby who grew up, lived among us, not committing a sin, the perfect life, and as such was able to be the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He went to the cross and he died for our sins. And yet, there are some people, maybe some in this room tonight, who have not seen the value of that gift, still stand under the condemnation of God, and if they were to die before this night is over, they would end up going to hell. They have salvation freely available to them, but they've never recognized the value. But maybe because they, like Rich, they're too skeptical. It's too easy. It has to be harder for God to forgive my sins. I must have to do something. And yet God says all we have is to have is the faith of a child. Just to believe that when God says all you got to do is believe, that's all you got to do is believe. And then there are Christians here that have not recognized the the value of the gift that God's given them. I'm not talking about salvation. Jesus says, I've come to give them life and life more abundantly. And yet, we chart the course of our own life. We are stubborn as a donkey. And God says, hey, if you'll just surrender your will to me, if you'll just let me be in charge of your life, if you'll just be obedient, I will bless you and give you an abundant life. And yet, we think we know better than God, and we chart the course of our own life, and we are stubborn, and we miss the blessings that God has for us. And I wish, as the children sang a little while ago, we could just come as a child comes to Christmas, just believing the story that we read in this book that was told tonight, that God loved us so much that he sent his son, a little baby in Bethlehem, but a man who went to the cross without sin in Jerusalem to die for our sin. And so tonight, I speak to those that might be here that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. God has given you a gift that has no limit. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard the things that he has prepared for us. Please don't walk away from that gift. Please don't be skeptical. Please don't be so busy that you'll miss it. He gave it for you. I say to all the Christians that are here tonight, please don't walk away from the gift that he's given us. You may think, well, I can do better with my life than God can. And I'll tell you tonight, there's no better place to be than in the center of God's will. Because he will bless you more abundantly than anything we can do for ourselves. So would you come? Just like the children invited us to come, with the faith of a little child, believing that Jesus died for you if you're not saved tonight. As a Christian, believing that he can chart the course of your life and bless you beyond imagination. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the story tonight. Story we've heard a lot of times in a lot of different ways, but a story that we never grow tired of hearing, about how much you loved us and sent Jesus to die for us. And I pray that if there's somebody here tonight that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior, tonight would be the night they make that decision. They just need to call out and say, dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know there's a penalty for that sin, but I'm trusting you to save me. Forgive me of my sin and give me a home in heaven. And I pray, Father, every person here tonight that's never done that would do it right now. I pray for the Christians that are here. I pray this Christmas time we would give ourselves to you. We quit trying to run our own life, and we just submit our will to yours and put you in charge of our life. Father, I pray that every Christian would do that if they haven't. Bless this time of invitation. Use it to build your kingdom. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.